T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The manager of the Yankees, as we get ready to open the season, which we will on Thursday, is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. You ready to go? Yeah. You know, you've had a bunch of injuries to annoy you during the spring, but it's a long process. You're ready for the start of the year?
Yeah, I think we are. I feel like had a good spring. Obviously, a couple of the injuries, you talk about. I think the good news on it is that we're going to avoid some long-term situations with all of them. I mean, it's been pretty good news overall, and feel like the guys that are ready to go have all had a good spring, a good workload balance with not wearing them out too much. And I feel like for the most part, the guys are ready to get this thing going.
All right, Hicks, how long do you expect to be without him? Can you put a number on it yet, or not really?
Not really, because he hasn't started back on baseball activities, but he is I actually spoke with him about an hour ago. He's down in Tampa. I feel like we're finally gaining momentum as far as it being out of there. Hopefully, maybe by this weekend he's doing baseball activities, and then it can start to go fast from there. So I don't think it's going to be really long, but then again, when it first happened, I thought it was going to be a day-to-day situation.
Gotcha.
So I do feel like we're moving in the right direction.
How much at the start of the year will you play guardian center? And on days he doesn't play center, what are you going to do?
So I'll play guardy regularly in center. Until Hicks is back, I think
okay.
He'll get
so just guardy will pretty much play every day?
Guardy will pretty much play every day. Now,
okay.
Talkman, we feel good about as our fourth outfielder right now. So he'll spell guardy. And for that matter, if it sometime in the first couple weeks, if I give Stanton or Judge a day, he can play all three out there.
Gotcha. And you're going to play Stanton a lot in left?
Stanton will play a lot in left, especially early, yes.
What's your plan as far as the guys at first base? How are you going to play that?
Well, they're both going to play.
So you're going to play them both together a lot? Like where
yeah.
Against a righty, Bird may play first and Voit will DH kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
I think they're both part of that mix along with like DJ LeMahieu where,
right.
they're basically playing almost every day. Would probably initially, Birdie be out of there
against a lefty. Right.
You spell Voit here and there. LeMahieu's going to bounce around all over the place and just kind of lay it out matchup-wise, trying to keep everyone playing regularly while also taking advantage of a day off here and there.
If you have a lefty on the mound and you have Voit and LeMahieu in the lineup, who gets first and who gets DH? Does LeMahieu ever get DH, or is it he gets the glove and Voit gets the DH?
Yeah, I wouldn't DH DJ,
okay.
Unless it was a unique situation,
okay.
Just because his versatility, I'd always want to keep that.
Is he a good first baseman too?
Yeah, he'll be
okay.
He'll be fine over there.
Okay, I've never seen him play first much, but he's a good first baseman too, I'm sure, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, he hasn't had a ton of reps.
Right, but he's just a good fielder, that's all. So,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we feel good about where he's at there.
I had Aaron on the other day, and he said he was a little concerned about Torres going back and forth. You can chime in on this as a guy who played a lot of infield too. Do
mm-hmm.
you think it's an issue, him going back and forth and playing short one day and second the next?
I feel better about it every day.
Okay.
We had this conversation very early in the winter with him, and he was gung-ho about it. I think he was excited about it because short is kind of where he's played coming up through the system and where he's played kind of his whole life. And to see him do it, obviously only in spring training, but we kind of 50-50'd him. He played quite a bit of short, quite a bit of second, and really thrived defensively in spring. I thought he looked really good at shortstop, even better than I thought he looked last year. His his routine that he's kind of developed depending on where he's playing has been really good. He and Carlos Mendoza have developed a really good routine, and I think he's really kind of wrapped his arms around the idea of going back and forth, and I think it's something he's looking forward to, and I think he'll absolutely be able to handle it.
Okay, no issue there then. Okay, Tulowitzki, is it going to be not back-to-back days, not 3 days in a row? Is there a plan, or is it just going to be day-to-day? You'll figure out what you're going to do with him.
You know, it'll be a day-to-day. It's actually one of the things I've kind of been looking at today is kind of in my head and even getting down on paper a little bit, getting ahead of you know, how we match up and right. how I want to rotate guys a little bit. So certainly it won't be every day.
Right.
He's going to play opening day. You could see him off Saturday and then back in there Sunday, Monday with an off Tuesday. So, you know, best case scenario probably initially is kind of a 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4, 3 out of 5. And we'll just kind of monitor and see how we're doing. And you know, with LeMahieu, the ability to bounce around guys, you know, you can kind of get aggressive with what matchups you like and also making sure we're being smart about not overdoing Tulo out of the gate.
The two guys we don't know, LeMahieu and Tulowitzki, and we're talking about Aaron Boone, of course, as the Yankees get ready to open on Thursday. What are you thinking about lineup-wise for the two of them, where you park them? I mean, are you thinking anything specific, or it doesn't really matter? Or are you looking at one of them at the top and one not? I mean, how have you figured out as far? Let's talk about Tulowitzki. Think about where you think you're going to hit Tulowitzki in the lineup?
I think I'll probably hit Tulo down at the bottom.
Okay, and what about, is LeMahieu up top?
LeMahieu against righties when he's in there, I would think we'd have him at the bottom.
Okay.
And against lefties, I could see myself leading them off.
Okay. I thought that might be possible against lefties. So yeah. You'll lead off Gaudy against righties and lead off LeMahieu against lefties.
Yeah.
Okay.
That could happen.
I could see that. Okay. That makes sense. And Tulo will be down the lineup a little bit.
Yes.
Anything different with the young guys, Andujar and Torres, as far as where you're going to hit them, or is it going to be like last year?
No, I think, you know, anywhere from kind of the middle to, you know, I've been hitting Miggy, you know.
Are you going to hit Judge too?
I'll hit Judge second.
Okay.
Miggy's been hitting mostly fifth this spring when we've had our full guys out there. Glaber kind of in that seventh range. So, you know, I could see both of those guys kind of hitting anywhere between fifth and seventh sort of in there with kind of Gary is how I see it. And on the days Bird's in there, you know, I could see Bird being in that 5-6 spot just to kind of split up
yeah.
all our righties.
And would you use Hicks to split up Judge and Stanton when you get rolling if Gaudy's batting first, or you don't really care?
Possibly, but I still envision once Hicks comes back, him being our leadoff hitter.
Okay.
But if Gaudy's, if I feel like we're I'm not overusing Gaudy, and able to spell him when Hicks comes back, especially against left-handed pitching, but Gardy's really doing his thing at the top, then it is something where I might go with Hicks in the middle of the lineup as that switch hitter. But I think my long-term intention is probably that Hicks would be our leadoff guy.
And you're going to bat Judge, too, pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Okay, and Judge, I mean, he's scary. I mean, let's be honest. The guy's scary. He could. I mean, he's hit, what, 6 home runs this spring at least? I mean, well, maybe more.
He's had a great spring. He had a great winter, you know, different from last winter. Where
he's going to be a great player. He's a great player. He's going to be one of the best players in baseball real fast.
Yeah, and he's got that, you know, that other great ones do. They're not really ever satisfied. They're always kind of tweaking. And having a healthy winter where he's able to really kind of work on some things that he wanted to work on and then come into spring training and apply them and get the results he's looking for. We're pretty excited about where Aaron's at right now.
Talking about Aaron Boone, as we get ready to start the season, Hicks will be out. Gaudy will be the everyday center fielder. Stan will be in left, Judge in right, batting two. We get through everybody in the lineup. Tulowitzki at short. You'll have Torres go back and forth. You have the two guys at first, along with LeMahieu. So that's your Yankee team, with Andujar, of course, at third. The starting pitching, your guys you have right now, tell me where you think Tanaka, Happ, and Paxton are.
I think they're all ready to go. Tanaka had a good spring, had a really good last tune-up the other day where he was really sharp. So feel good about where he's at. Paxton looked dominant this spring. In fact, you know, look, we knew we were getting a guy with tremendous stuff, and we've seen the no-hitter before and just the upside that he brings. But he was dominant and overwhelming on most of his starts this spring. And actually, in his last start the other day in Fort Myers against the Twins, it was actually the least stuff he's had, and he pitched really well. You know, he went to 90 pitches, went into the sixth inning, and really pitched. It was really encouraging to see because he didn't have necessarily his dominant stuff. I mean, he was still 93 to 95, you know, that fastball that plays up even more. But he pitched, too, and he had his backdoor slider going, and he kind of cruised through without his dominant stuff, and that was really good to see. But he's ready to go. Hap threw in the minor league game the other day. He got into the sixth inning, so they've all been built up pretty well, and feel good about where those three guys are heading in.
All right, before I get to the pen, are you going to use five first time around, or are you going to use four and skip? And if you are going to use five, who's going to be on the back end?
Yeah, so Tanaka will make, because we have the off day after
right.
The first game, we'll bring Tanaka back in game five, but we'll need a fifth starter in game six.
Okay.
So the plan is that Herman will make that start on game four.
Right.
Now, there's a chance we could go with an opener situation. Just depends how we use our pen.
Are you thinking of doing that opener stuff? You might do it, huh?
It's possible, but okay. I wouldn't say even likely.
Okay.
But we'll kind of see how the first 3 days play out, and then. But Herman's ready to go in that four spot, and then in the sixth game, our plan is at that point we'll put CeCe on the DL because he's going to start on the team serving his 5-game suspension. Loaisiga will come up and replace CeCe and make that start on the sixth game.
So Herman in game four and Loaisiga in game six. How is Betances right now?
He's good. I actually just was texting with him a little while ago. He had his second day of throwing up to 90 feet. He says he feels really good. So I think the little break in the action, you know, for, you know, 5 or 6 days there where he didn't throw, I think probably was beneficial. So he should be – he and hopefully Sevy will be back up on the mound by the weekend. And feel like they're both moving in the right direction.
I mean, this looks like and let's be honest, this looks like a terrific team. I know you've had a couple injuries with Severino and obviously Hicks, but this team with the depth in your pen, with your rotation, with obviously your incredible power, the guys you added. I know Didi's not there, but you got Tulowitzki to cover. You got Torres there. You got LeMahieu. You got a really good baseball team you're managing this year. I mean, the over-under on your team is 97 wins, which is a lot. I mean, that's a very high number. For them to open up with a 97, that's a very high number. The highest I've ever seen the Yankees is 98. Even in the middle of their dynasty, 98 was the highest. So 97, there is high expectations. How do you feel about your team?
I feel great about our team. You know, obviously you got to manage through these injuries a little bit early, but like you said, I mean, we feel like we've built a team that can cover these kind of things. And we feel like we're deep. We feel like we have some really good moving parts. You know, the LeMahieu versatility that he's shown, I think, is something that's hopefully going to allow us to kind of have a good, solid rotation.
How has Tulowitzki looked?
Good. He looks like Tulo in the field. I mean, he's the way watching him play defense, it's just like – He's so at home out at shortstop. He plays it such a unique way where he's on the run a lot.
He likes to make that throw on a run. Yeah, he likes that.
He really does.
Yeah.
But he's so at home out there. Like
he was a great, great player. I mean, let's be honest. He was a great player. He was a top of the sport player, no question.
Yeah, and you know, and he had results offensively. You know, he hit some homers in spring. You know, struggled a little bit in the middle of spring training, but I think that has to do more with just kind of finding his timing and you know, dealing with high end velocity and not playing for basically a year and a half. So, you know, there could be some bumps along the way there, but the power's there. I feel like the plate discipline's there and the health. He's really responded to everything. We haven't overloaded him too much, but he's bounced back every day and responded to some back-to-back games, and when we've pushed him deeper in the games, he's responded well the next day. So really excited, actually, where he is.
The fans, as you know, and you probably got asked about it more than anything else this year, Aaron, was the first base situation with Bird and Voit. And I get asked about it here still more than any other Yankee question. When Hicks comes back, does one automatically have to go down?
I wouldn't say automatically, but I would say there's possibly a chance of that, though, which, you know, when we get to that point, you know, maybe it'll be a little more clear. But, you know, that would be something that would be very difficult because I feel like I'm watching two top first basemen in the league. They both look that good in the box. They both are having those kind of, you know, Luke Voit looks very much like the hitter he was during the second half.
Which was terrific. And Bird has even closed the gap, though, right? Bird looks good.
Bird looks like the guy, you know, when we started last season and envisioned him hitting third, fourth in our lineup as kind of that breakup, like, he looks like that guy again. I mean, he's impacting the ball to all fields. You know, he's added weight. He looks stronger and more physical. And you can just tell he's in a really good place, and both guys look like frontline first basemen right now.
So both look like major leaguers, but it's hard to keep both of them on your team. Very hard.
Correct. Just, you know, with a three-man bench.
Right. Impossible.
And they and they don't really fit in a platoon situation.
No, they don't. And you don't pitch hit for anybody.
Right. So it, you know, if we get to that point, you know, I guess, you know, these things do have a way of working itself out, and you never know where you're at 2-3 weeks from now when somebody's getting ready to come back and what other things pop up on a roster. So we'll see where we're at then. I just know both guys are going to play a lot early, impact us a lot early, but we believe, and I feel like both guys are ready to roll.
Is it is this a fair thing to say that Voit is a regular and Bird's going to get to play a lot early as that extra guy, meaning he could go to first and Voit goes to DH, but that Voit is kind of a regular and Bird's got to work his way in, or is it more they're on an even level?
I think that's fair at the start.
Okay.
I mean, I plan on Luke pretty much playing every day.
Gotcha.
And hitting in that four slot.
And Bird's going to play against righties.
And Bird's going to play a ton too, though. And
all right.
And yeah.
We'll
our kind of 10 guys for 9 spots.
Gotcha.
You know, it adds up to kind of everyone playing. You know, even the guys that don't play all the time are still probably playing 4 out of 5.
And is Bird always the first baseman in the scenario with Voit the DH, or not always? Not always.
Not always.
Okay.
Not always.
Okay. So Voit can play. It's not like Voit can't play first. You're okay with Voit playing first.
Yeah, I feel like they're pretty close.
Okay.
And I think one of the areas where Luke's really improved over the winter is we've, you know, challenged him on his defense, and he's I feel like made a lot of strides. So we feel good about both of them out there.
All right. Yeah, it is a fascinating thing. And the fans are very much caught up in this Bird-Voit thing. They really are. You know, there isn't a lot of places on the Yankees where there's a lot of things to look at. So, you know, pretty much you got regulars everywhere. So that's one place where everyone is really caught up to see if Bird. And Bird had a hit. I mean, let's be honest. He had a hit to prove this, and he did it, right? He had a hit in the spring, and he did.
Yeah, he did. He came in ready to go. The first BP I saw him take, actually, before you know, pitchers and catch or position players reported, was over at Himes Field, you know, a few days before pitchers and catchers started, and just, you know, watching him take BP on the backfield, by 2 swings in, you're like, that's a different guy from where he was last year.
Does it seem like a long time since you managed the game? Was it a long winter since the end of that Red Sox series? Has it been a long time, or did it go fast?
I think it goes fast, and spring went really fast. So, I mean, it all kind of just runs together because the off season's a season in itself, and you're just kind of rolling through. And so it's kind of, in a way, never stopped, and, you know, all pointing towards – you know, getting ready for Thursday and excited to go take it on.
All right, listen, thanks. We'll talk, obviously, each week. Good to talk to you, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun season. Absolutely. Thank you for a couple of minutes. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Take care. All right, there you go with Aaron Boone. So for those of you worried about Voit and Bird, there you got it. Okay, Voit's a regular. Bird will play against righties. Gaudy's going to play center field virtually every day. Stanton will be in left. and Voit and Bird will both be in the lineup against righties, against lefties. It will be LeMayu. LeMayu's going to play also because Tulowitzki plays like every other day, and they're going to play Torres at short when LeMayu's playing second, and at second when Tulowitzki's playing short. That's the way it will work, and they're going to go back and forth with Torres all year. That's the situation. Hicks probably a couple of weeks away. I would say they'll be careful, especially with the weather. And you have the pitching setup. So the Yankees, the over on the number is 97. That's where we are. We'll do some over on this tomorrow. That's the highest number. I think Houston's might be exactly the same. I'd have to check. It's right. They're very close. It might be like a half game between the two of them. But that's how Red Sox are like 94.5. Yankees and Astros like 97.5, right around there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.